How can the next Harvey Weinstein be stopped? Well, perhaps through technology. And while we lament the increasing loss of privacy that comes with tech advances, there is a decent chance that future predators can be identified early in their careers through certain tools. Examples from Rob Enderle, principal and founder of the tech advisory firm The Enderle Group. Rob, what's your take?
I looked at really what was the major problem with the Harvey Weinstein incidents, and certainly a lot of the others that are coming forward at the moment, and that was that there was an imbalance between the victims and the perpetrator, or you had too much power with the Weinsteins of the world and too little with the women that were being abused, and suggested there was technological ways we could use to get around the underlying problem. I started off with looking at SAG-AFTRA, which is the actors' union, and like a lot of unions, SAG-AFTRA has been probably much too much focused on money and not focused enough on the other aspects that a union is supposed to take into account, and that is making sure that there is balance between the employees and the employer, because unions were created so that at the time the employers would have balance, that they couldn't just treat labor like slaves, and that was what was going on at the time, and unions were founded to stop that. And what a lot of companies currently are doing with regard to customers is instrumenting those customers so they know when there is a problem and they can proactively respond to the problem so they don't lose the customer. And for unions, the employee is their customer. And so using deep learning systems to monitor the union members, the union can quickly discover or at least get indicators that there are issues. When a woman or man is abused, their behavior is going to change, and if they're instrumented, you would immediately see that the behavior has changed and you could take action. And if you saw, and like a lot of things, if it happens just once, then it's very difficult to do anything about it. But in each of the cases that have come forward, there are multiple incidents, and that's where a union can step up and say, it looks like we've got a problem with 5, 6, 7, 10, 20 people that have worked for this particular company. We need to now step in and take action as the union. And the union has more power than any Harvey Weinstein in the world could have, because they've brought down, SAG-AFTRA has brought down the media industry a couple times in terms of strikes. And so just as you can have strikes on salary and benefits, you can have strikes on abusive working conditions, and this is about as abusive as they get.
Wow. What about this? The use of augmented reality?
Well, so one of the problems you have as a victim is it's my word against theirs. Augmented reality glasses have cameras in them, and that means they are able to record instance either all the time or on command, and a video of an event passed immediately to the cloud would be significant evidence one-on-one against abusive behavior. Just today I was reading a story about a teacher that threatened to shoot a student, and somebody taped it using their phone. If you had a student and the teacher has been suspended as a result, if you had a set of AR glasses on recording it, not only could it catch an abusive teacher, could it catch bullying, and certainly would catch an abusive or harassing boss.
Yeah.
And it would give you a video record of the event. And now it's not your word against theirs, it's your video against their word. And video tells a much more compelling story, which is one of the reasons why police have body cameras. Those body cameras aren't just to protect us, the citizen. They're to protect the police officer against what the citizen says happened, which may not have happened.
Mm. We're speaking with tech analyst Rob Enderle, principal and founder of the Enderle Group, and he's written an opinion piece called Fighting Off the Harvey Weinsteins of the Weinsteins of the World Through Technology. You get the sense that Hollywood is experiencing, or perhaps sexual harassment more broadly, is experiencing a watershed moment?
Well, I think the entire industry is, the entire world is kind of experiencing a watershed moment. This has certainly extended well beyond just Hollywood, but it does showcase we've got some serious problems, and really some very serious problems with unions, which have been in decline of late, where they need to step up and start doing their jobs. I'm particularly disgusted with the lack of union involvement in this activity, because actors, like any union employee, need to be protected from management. That's their entire purpose for being. And if they're not going to fill that purpose, then they should go away.
Thanks, Rob. Tech analyst Rob Enderle, principal and founder of the Enderle Group.
Thanks for listening. And for more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.